Good evening, everyone. You know something? I tell you, rain has a way of doing things, right? Because you get bored, you're not doing anything. So guess what? I said, I'm just going to show up tonight because we got all these good games coming on between tomorrow and Monday Night Football. So guess what? Guess who's here? It's your boy, Damon. I'm from the DK and Tree Podcast. Also, I want to thank my sponsors going at the bottom of the screen, TU Productions, Winds Electrical and Plumbing. And as always, you know I got to have my man with me, TJ. We came on in the house. So we said we would just come in here for a little bit and just, you know, set the mood. I know y'all probably all out there watching them college games, and we saw how Colorado then lost. And I saw what JB said in his post that, oh, Colorado, that loss and that comeback reminded him of the Baltimore and Pittsburgh game, how we came. But I said, oh, the shade is coming. Don't that trust me. I see all your stuff in your comments. But let's just see how y'all going to fail. Oh, that's right. Y'all not playing this week. Oh, hey, let's see how far y'all stay at the top of the division this week.
right. By default.
So, yeah, by default. Yeah, by default. But it's all good. Like I said, we here. We just going to discuss who we think we're going to win these games. I did all my predictions. So, you know, we got the morning game. We got to set the whole tone tomorrow morning when we play Tennessee. Now, if they let Derrick Henry run all over top of them with no quarterback, I'm going to have a problem with that. So my Ravens better come on down here and they better pull this one off, because again, if they don't, I'm going to have a problem with that.
Ooh.
You tell me what you think.
I think the Ravens should pull it out. If I remember correctly, don't be surprised, y'all, if the Titans look like a bad version of the Titans. Because they just got to London yesterday. So they didn't have time to get acclimated to being in London, the time zone, different stuff like that, which I think is going to be a huge factor in this game. I think there's going to be a lot of running from both teams. But I do think that Baltimore pulls it out. I think Lamar has a stellar game. I think he goes for 300 yards passing. I think the running game becomes a huge factor. And I say the Ravens pull it out 23-13.
Yo, you're going to get Tennessee 13 points. Okay.
I'm giving 13 because Derrick Henry he's worth at least a touchdown. He's worth at least a touchdown.
Okay. I think the Ravens are going to put a 30 burger up on them because, again, they all mad and upset what happened up Pittsburgh. So now all that anger and animosity, they just got to take it out on somebody. I think they're going to put up a 30 burger.
Okay.
And, you know, Harbaugh upset. Lamar upset. Hey, catch the ball. What y'all need, some super glue in your hands? And like I said, we got the move. We setting the whole tone for tomorrow. So that's the morning game. We got to set it off. That way we take control of the AFC North back, you know, keep them squealers, you know, from keep hollering over there. Oh, we the kings of the North. We sleep good. No, y'all only king right now because of the simple fact that you all on a bye week. That's it. Because y'all probably would have lost this week to whoever y'all would have played.
Exactly.
I keep telling you, Kenny Pickett ain't the answer. So we going to set the whole tone of that. But Kelsey's in. Welcome. So before we came on, we was talking about old Taylor Swift.
Oh, my God. Did we?
The way Kelsey played in that game, but we're not going to touch too much of it. We'll save that for Tuesday.
We'll save it for Tuesday.
She needs to keep coming to the games. She just can't come to the cookout.
She just can't come to the cookout, which is so sad because, you know, Kansas City barbecue is some kind of different, okay? But it's okay. If Kelsey is having 100 yards and not dropping any passes coming his way, Taylor Swift is invited to any and all games possible. Okay.
I don't know how people are going to feel about that one.
I'm just saying 11 targets, 11 receptions, and 100, and I believe it was 130 yards.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. Come on, man.
I get it. But you know something? That's Mahomes' bailout person. That's my home's bailout person.
Good. If there were to be a bailout person, who else would you call on than Travis Kelce?
Than Travis Kelce. Absolutely.
Come on.
Best tight end in the league. You have to give it to him.
Come on, man.
You have to give it to him. But wait, just imagine if he was on the Eagles. You got Brock Purdy on the Eagles. Jalen Hurts. Get to throw it to him.
I love him, right? I love Goddard. I love Goddard so much, man. But if I were to have any tight end, I would have Kelce over him.
Yeah. I get it. You see this? Yeah, Travis Kelce.
Kelsey's a bad man. What we got next?
The shellacking. The 49ers and the Browns.
You know what, man? Say what you want, dog. I do think the 49ers still win this game, but I think just because of the Browns defense alone, it's going to get really nasty. They're going to have to earn this win. The Browns defense right now, off a bye, extra rest. If I'm not mistaken, I believe that they're at home. Where's the San Fran? Either way.
Cleveland at home. They're at home.
Yep. So Cleveland at home, extra rest. I think that's going to be in their favor. San Fran, man, they're going to win this game just off of pure, offensive play. But it would not surprise me if it's supremely close. So I'm going to go San Fran over the Browns. Wow, it's been 8 straight games that Brock Purdy's had them score 30 points.
Yeah, and it's going to be 9 tomorrow.
It's going to be 9, man. Give me San Francisco 30 and Browns. See, they're going to be without Deshaun again.
I know.
That's huge.
I'm going to say 45 plus.
Okay. I'm going to have to take that score back then. I'm going to say 35-10. Oh, that's 35. Such a bummer. No Chubb, no Watson.
It's going to be a shellacking tomorrow. They're going to do the same thing to Cleveland.
Yeah, 35-10. But I do think that their defense is going to put up a fight, though. They're not going to get 35 immediately. I don't think it's going to be anything like that. I just think that I think
Frisco is going to go in there and tear the fur off of them. I do. See, they're going back west to east. And, it just depends on that jet lag. Because they're flying, their schedule is crazy. Because now they're coming back to the East Coast. Mm-hmm. Their schedule is crazy. So, but I got the 49 slide. I'm saying a 40 burger for them. 40.
40. Wow.
Man, I'm giving them that's 40 possible. Burger. 40, 40 that's is possible. 10.
That's possible.
I'm giving 40, them 40 10. Burger. So, okay. Lex is welcome. Okay. Yeah. I'm giving them a 40 burger. 40 burger that they're going to put up on them. A 40 burger. So it's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be. That's not going to be pretty. That's not going to be pretty at all.
I can't even dispute that, man. It's going to look really bad. I think if Deshaun Watson was playing, I think we would have a little bit of a different conversation in terms of the score, but he's not playing. And Nick Chubb's not out there.
Yeah. Not playing. It's going to be ugly. And that's all a 1 o'clock game. So I'm looking forward to that.
Right.
Let's see. Colts and the Jags. I don't have a check mark next to that. Colts and the Jags.
I like this game. I know a lot of people don't want to talk about this game, but I love this game. For those of you who bet, this is a stay away game. Okay? For multiple reasons. I'm about to break it down for y'all. It's very simple. It's a divisional game. We all know when it's a divisional game, anything can happen, especially if that divisional game is in the AFC South. Okay, that's number one. Number two, okay, The Colts offense, for whatever reason, it doesn't matter who's playing at quarterback. As long as their running back is having over 100 yards, they're totally fine. Okay? Factor that in as well. Right? So their offense, it doesn't skip a beat. It doesn't matter if it's Minshew, which is going to be on Sunday, or Richardson. It doesn't matter.
Right.
However, on the flip side, your Jacksonville Jaguars, boy, oh boy, did they show up this past Sunday? And sure enough, are they going to show up again? Because Trevor Lawrence, that offense is going to be a problem. But not all because of Trevor Lawrence. Are you ready for this?
Come on.
Is going to be yet another big game for Travis Etienne. I think he's going to have at least 150 yards from scrimmage. I think it's going to be his game to tear up that Colts defense. And that's going to be the deciding factor between how this game goes. I have Jacksonville beating the Colts, continuing on their high right now. They're starting to get hot. This is usually what they do in this part of the season. I have the Jags getting past the Colts.
And I picked them. I picked the Jags.
Let's do 27-23. I think it's going to be close.
Yeah, coming off that big win last week. Yeah, coming off that big win. Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, so, yeah, definitely coming off that big win. So, I like I said, that's going to be a good game, but I think Jacksonville is going to keep that up.
Yes.
Yep, and I picked them. I picked them to win anyway, so. We'll see what happens. But like I said, Trevor Lawrence, I think he's starting to hit his stride because they don't want to be in that same situation with the Bengals was. Now they're trying to pull itself out of a hole. Hey. The only reason I think they beat that game with Buffalo is because they had more time over there than what Buffalo did. Buffalo only had 55 hours.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And again, let me just say this, right? I know this sounds like, oh, you don't really believe in your answer. No, this is what I'm also saying. Because two things can be right at the same time. The Jaguars can absolutely win this game. But would I be shocked if the Colts beat the Jaguars this week? Absolutely not.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
Absolutely not. It would not shock me. Because whether it's Zach Moss or Jonathan Taylor, it depends on whatever side of the bed they decide to wake up on.
Yep.
If they get over 100 yards, look out. They don't need to beat you on both sides of the offense. If they can make sure that their running back gets over 100 yards, you can pretty much wrap this game up because they control the clock. They control the clock than a lot of teams in the NFL. And that's all you need to do to win some of these games in the league is just control that clock.
Yeah, so, somebody told Chicago that. Oh, my bad.
Oh, boy.
That's too much shade. Yes. Too much shit.
So both things can happen at the same time. Okay. So, but I do think Jacksonville pulls it out though.
Okay. All right. You're gonna love this one because I actually pick. It's the Commanders versus the Falcons. I actually picked the Commanders.
Ooh.
The Dirty Birds. I actually picked the Commanders to win that game. And now I'm starting to rethink this now that I'm thinking about it. But I actually picked them to win.
You know what?
Well, it just depends on what Commanders team show up. Because if it was the one of that Thursday night football game.
You know what, man?
I'm just saying. If it's the one that played the Eagles, we'll see. We will see.
I got Atlanta, man. This is really a toss-up game because this is a game full of just limitations. Like if you needed a game that just, I can't break past this wall. This is your game that you want to see. You have quarterback play that is like very iffy, shaky. Like if a Kirk Cousins were to be traded to that team, they instantly become better. Just by their quarterback play. the running backs, I love Bijan Robinson. I actually think that's how the game's going to go. I think Bijan Robinson just takes over by himself, like he's been doing all year long.
Right.
I think that, I mean, it was encouraging to see Kyle Pitts rise from the abyss and actually be involved in the offense for once. He's only been in the league for 3 years, and this is his first game on American soil that he's been a factor in the Falcons offense. What a shocker. I think we're going to see that. And honestly, man, the thing about the Falcons that I don't think people give a lot of credit for is they have a very sneaky defense. Okay? They're not flashy. They're not going to instantly pick you off every time you throw it the wrong way. But they like to make things a little difficult for you. You want to stop the run? I got Grady Jarrett right up that middle. We're going to take care of that run right now. Oh, you think you're going to throw a deep on us? Okay, I got Jesse Bates in the secondary waiting for you. Go ahead and play this game.
This comment. You see this comment, right?
I see this comment. I see it. Okay. I hear you. It literally, again, this goes back to what I was saying about the Colts and Jags. I'm going to go with Atlanta, but would it shock me if the Commanders won this game? Absolutely not. Again, right. These are the most – if you ever want to see a team that are like – right, like had to look themselves in the mirror. This is the game. Limitations everywhere, star players everywhere, but just limitations at quarterback. This is a limitation game. So it's really a toss-up from that standpoint.
It's going to be which team wants it more. And like I said, after that embarrassed loss up on Thursday Night Football, I think they're going to rebound and win that game. I really do. They're going to have some design plays. They're going to play hard. They're going to play hard on this one because, remember, they're on the road for 2 weeks. Then they come back home. So,
yeah, I know.
They know how important it is that they got to get these games won.
I'm going to go Atlanta. I'm going to go Atlanta 20, Commanders 13.
2013. Okay. I give you one. I'm going to put it a little bit closer than that, but I'm going to take the Commanders actually 20 and Atlanta 17. I'm going to give it a field
goal. Okay. Okay.
I'm going to give it a field
goal. You think it goes down to the wire or do you just.
I think it goes down to the wire.
Okay.
I think it goes down to the wire.
I guess that makes
sense. Because, again, it's going to be defensive game because need a quarterback or whatever. But, like I said, if it's the Washington that showed up against when they played the Eagles, that's going to be a blowout.
Oh, I agree.
It's going to be a blowout, but we'll see. We'll see what happens with that shellacking. But you'll see if that'll be a shellacking at all. But well, we know this one's going to be a shellacking. Panthers and the Dolphins.
Oh yeah.
I don't even think we really need to talk about. Nah. We all know Miami's going to win that game.
Okay. What's okay? My score for this game. Oh boy.
Hey, you see I want you to see the comment before you even think about this. Look at the comment.
See, that's messed up. Come on.
I just need you to see the comment before you
respond. Come on, man. We gotta get to your boys' games too in a second. Yeah. It's fine.
Oh, they're next. They're next on the list.
The final score, I have Miami. It's very hard. It's very hard to just predict them getting 40. I'm going to say 42.
You're being generous. 40.
Yeah, I am being generous. You know,
being generous.
I'm going to do 42. Panthers 20. I think they're gonna get some garbage points in there just to try to help the bettors out, but it's not gonna be pretty. Panthers are without Miles Sanders. The Panthers they haven't won a game yet. They look like they're not gonna win again.
No, not tomorrow. Not at all.
Yeah, so I would say 42-20 just to make a lot of bettors happy, but.
Okay. All right. My score. Oh, you said 20. I'm not even giving them 20. It's going to be honest. I'll give them a 50 burger. I think Miami going to put a 50
you
burger
up. You think they're getting 50?
I think they're going to put a 50 burger up on them.
Wow.
A 50 burger. And I'll give probably the Panthers 10. I think they're going to put a 50 burger on them.
Wow.
Because remember, Miami's upset what Buffalo did to them. Yeah. So. They're like, hey, we the big brothers in this division. And they're like, oh, no, we the big brothers in this division. So they got some hostility on their chest.
Okay.
Yeah, but Miami's going to – they're going to – that's going to be a shellacking tomorrow. We'll both be texting each other talking about, did you see that? Did you see that?
Right.
Yeah. So now we're going to get to the Saints. In the text.
Yes.
I actually picked the Saints on this one. I actually picked the Saints. But then I looked and I said, well, wait a minute. They ain't playing at home. I said, they not playing at home. Because their car seems to play better at home than away, doesn't he? I'm just saying. You know, he's reminding me of Matthew Stafford. You don't know which one you're going to get. You don't know which one you're going to get. You know, which Derek Carr am I getting? Am I getting the new Saints Derek Carr or am I getting the Raiders Derek Carr? Which Derek Carr am I getting?
Okay, let me just say this now.
Come on.
All bettors who have an idea of betting this game, this is your ultimate stay away game. I repeat, it is your ultimate stay away game. Do not bet this game because this is about as 50-50 as you're going to see. Okay. I think, man, this game gonna be so good, man. I think this is gonna be an underrated game of the week. I really do.
Yeah.
Give me, I think this is going to go down to the wire, too. I'm so excited for this game. Give me New Orleans. I think Kamara's going to have a good showing. I don't think it's going to even matter what Derek Carr does. He just doesn't need to give the game away.
Right.
I think Kamara does his thing, and I have the Saints. Oh, it's going to go down to the wire, man. Give me Saints. 27-24. It's going to go down to a game-winning field goal.
I'm going to go in for that one. I match you on that score because, again, you just don't know which team is going to do what. Hey. JB is in here. Welcome.
Yeah. I don't know what Saints I'm going to get, but I know what Texans I'm going to see because CJ Stroud. Don't miss.
No.
He don't miss.
When he shoot, he don't miss.
He don't miss.
Ask Pittsburgh that. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay. So I think CJ Stroud, bro, I think he's going to have himself a game. I know the Saints defense played really well against Mac Jones, but that's Mac Jones. This is CJ Stroud. This is a better quarterback, okay? Yeah. He has yet to throw an interception, y'all. He's yet to throw an interception, y'all. And he's been throwing it a lot. This isn't one of those scenarios where a rookie quarterback is just, oh, he's getting 20 to 25 passing attempts a game, and they're being very conservative. No, they're letting it rip. I'm talking, this boy is having 40, 50 passing attempts a game right now. Not a single interception.
Hey, listen, I just been watching, you know, ever since – they play Baltimore. Them boys just been stepping up and getting better. And I'm like, ooh. Whoa. And like I said, they playing down in Texas.
Ooh.
Venus, welcome.
27-24.
Wait a minute. Let me go back to this comment. See, Venus here. This Venus. She's a Cowboys fan. And she had some words for you after I went off the air. Okay? Yes, she had some word for you about her Cowboys, okay?
All right, well, just like Jamar Chase would say, my DMs are always open. Like 7-11. So I ain't hiding. Come on. It's all good. Just as long as you don't get too emotional. We good. I can have a conversation. That's all I can tolerate. I tolerate conversations back and forth. If you get emotional because you know you're a little butthurt, then we don't need to talk. Okay. Just want to put that out there.
Boy, Tuesday gonna be fun, isn't it?
Oh, of course it is. It better. Come on, man.
Tuesday gonna be fun.
Oh man, who's next?
Woo. Oh my God, this gonna be a good game. Seahawks and the Bengals. That's gonna be a good game. And what I have to say, let me go on this one. I picked the Bengals to win that game. I did. But I think Seattle going to give them everything they can handle. I do. That's going to be a good game.
Ooh.
That's going to be a good game. Yeah. My school, listen, because remember, Joe Burrow's still working through that injury. But remember, Chase put him out there. I'm always open.
Like 7-11, baby. Like 7-11, yes, baby.
I'm always open. So it's going to be something. It's going to be something.
All in love. You got it. Is it in Seattle?
No, it's in Cincinnati. I'm going to give that one down to a field goal, too. And I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. So I'm going to go Bengals 37, Seattle 34. That's going to be a high-scoring game.
Oh, wow. Okay. I like where you're going. I'm going to just take it a step further.
Come on.
I have this game going to overtime, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
this
okay.
game is going to overtime. And it's going to be high-scoring. Yes, you might as well treat it like a college game because there's probably going to be no defense played. And that's okay. That's okay. This is 2023 football. Get over it. Your final score will be give me 30. Give me 45.
Hmm.
45 Bengals. All right, what's 6 from that? Is that 39?
Okay.
So I think it ends on a walk-off touchdown.
In overtime.
In overtime. A walk-off. You want to see Cincinnati get on a high? Oh my word. That is the way to go about it.
Oh, yeah.
That is the way to go about it.
That's going to be a high-scoring game because you know Burrow going to air it out. 45-39,
overtime, I got Cincinnati over the Seahawks. And okay. Again, this is a game where it would not surprise me if the script was flipped. Not at all.
That's a toss-up game. That's a toss-up game.
Toss-up game. Oh,
that's a toss-up game.
Oh, I would love to see that game. Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to watch that one. I'm definitely going to watch that game because that's going to be one of the best games of the week right there.
Yes, I agree.
That's going to be one of the best games of the week. So, all right. So, we going to the Vikes and the Bears. Now, I don't see the Bears pulling that one off. I don't see the Bears pulling that off at all. Not at all.
Really?
No, I don't see the Bears pulling that off.
Are you ready for this?
Come on. I don't see the Bears pulling that off at all. I'll give you my score later. But I don't see the Bears pulling that off.
You ready for this? This is going to send y'all into a frenzy. You ready for this?
Come on.
I think the Bears, after going on a 14-game losing streak, has a winning streak of their own. And I have them beating these Vikings that looks like they are tanking for Caleb right now. I mean, Chicago should too, but this ain't the tanking bowl. This is week 6. We got to play some football. I have Chicago beating Minnesota.
Ooh, 28. You're giving them 28, huh?
I'm giving them 28. 28-17.
28-17. I don't see that. I don't see that at all. Now, if they do and they come out and they surprise me and they put up that many points, I'll be the first to say I'll be surprised. But I will be. I'll be surprised. But I think Minnesota right now, they know that, hey, look, we need to get this one together. We can pass the ball down the field. We can get the ball down the field. We just got to contend with their defense. I think it'd be Minnesota. I give them 30. I will give the Bears 13. I'll give them 30.
Oh, wow.
In Chicago. And that's where they're going. In Chicago. I'm going to give them 30.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to give them 30.
Wait. Okay. I'm going to push back now.
Come on.
Okay. No Justin Jefferson. We're hearing rumors about Kirk Cousins being traded. That's going to be in the locker room. In Chicago, Justin Fields. Are we going to ignore Justin Fields had 4 touchdowns the last 2 weeks?
No. I'm not ignoring it at all. I'm just saying this is the turnaround game for Minnesota.
Minnesota shows going. Up with Cousins and Addison. That's the connection that gets it done?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, I will eat crow on that on Tuesday if the Bears win. I'll eat plenty of crow. If they win, I will eat plenty of crow.
Oh, wow. Whew. Oh, man.
You see JB's comment, right? See that?
Uh-huh. Who's next?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Like I said, I will eat crow. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I like Chicago. Don't get me wrong. I do. I just don't see them pulling it off against Minnesota. I don't. I just don't see it. But I've always said in all my shows that I'm always scared of a team with a losing record because they have nothing to lose.
Yep.
So they going out there playing with reckless abandon. So you this top tier team and you got 15 wins, 2 losses, and you go lose to a team that's only won 2 games the whole season.
Yep.
trap games. So, hey, you just may be right. This may be a trap game. Maybe a trap game. We'll see. We will see on that one. Let's see. Oh, you're going to love this one. The Raiders and the Pats.
No, I hate this.
I didn't even pick New England, okay? I ain't picked New England at all. After what just happened to them, here's the thing. Belichick's done. Right? There's going to be some coaching up there. Mac Jones is done. He might as well just put Zappy in for the rest of the season. He might as well. The great Bill Belichick is done in New England.
I hate this game. I hate this game. I don't use this word lightly. I really don't like this game, y'all. A part of me really wants this game to end in a tie. Like, I really don't like anybody to pull out with a W in this game. I really don't.
Listen, after what Vegas just did, they're riding the high, which they barely won that game. Barely.
Barely.
Oh, but I got them beating New England, though. Remember, Judon's out for the season. Gone.
Yeah, Gonzalez is out for the year too.
Yep. Their defense missing a lot of pieces. Their defense is missing a lot of pieces. I think Garoppolo gonna go to work up there. This as long as he don't throw any picks.
This game is gonna be so low scoring. It's not even gonna be funny. Let's just do I don't even trust him with this pick. I actually want to be wrong. I actually want to be wrong. I actually want to be wrong. Give me Raiders. Ugh. 17-10. Like, this game really is just...
I go with you with that one.
This game really is downright ugly. Like, I there's no other way to put it. Like, there's nothing cute about this. Devontae's not getting the football. He should be traded by now. Josh Jacobs, I guess we need to get a APB out for him because we can't find him nowhere. The only time he seems to show up is prime time, and even that's not really good enough. I mean, you know what's the problem when Jacoby Myers is getting more targets than Devontae Adams? I mean, come on.
Really? Oh, yeah, yes, absolutely. Because I was like, come okay, on, where's man. Adams? Where's Adams? And you know what makes it bad? He's on my fantasy team. And I'm like, why is he not getting the ball? Why is he not getting the ball?
I mean, seriously, man. Like, like I said, I want to be wrong because McDaniels right now, the way that he's coaching this team, he doesn't need to be there. I think it's clear. He wants to have this whole Patriots 2.0. That's why Jimmy G is there. That's why Jacoby Myers is there. All these ex-Patriots. Stop it. Stop it. Seriously, like, what are we doing here? Devontae Adams is your best receiver, and he only gets 4 catches out of an entire game? Really?
Right. Right.
Come on.
And I'm like, okay, you have Devontae Adams. Why are you not targeting him? What is going on? It was hurting me. Hurting my feelings. Hurting me bad.
You know what? Nope. I'm going
to
take it.
Kind of like lower. Us losing to the Steelers. It hurt me. It hurt me bad. It hurt me bad.
I'm going
to
take it a step lower. I'm going to take it a step lower because I don't like the score. 13-10.
Oh, I go with you with that because that's not going to be that's not going to be a high-scoring game. I go with you.
I just... There's so many things that could go wrong in this game that I'm just so prepared for. I'm prepared for Mac Jones pick six. I'm prepared for a Jimmy G interception. I'm prepared for Devontae Adams to only have 4 targets. I'm prepared for Josh Jacobs to only have 6 rushes and 34 yards. I'm prepared for I'm prepared for anything that's just not going to be pretty. And it's in a dome.
Oh, it's
not like a weather situation.
It's going to be pretty ugly. The whole game is going to be pretty ugly. And it's going to be pretty ugly. Pretty ugly game. So, yeah, pick sixes here, interception here, fumble here. Oh, yeah, it's going to be an amazing game. It's going to be an amazing game. I'll make sure I watch the highlights, so I'm not going to watch the game at all.
Next. Oh my God. Now, I can't believe this. Can't believe we just invested time talking about this game.
All right. Cards and the Rams. Now, I pick the Rams, and I'm starting to think that I make a mistake because I think the Cardinals may actually pull it out, and they're playing in LA.
I got Rams too, man.
I picked the Rams.
I think let's do, because I just think Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua is just going to have a ball. I think let's do Rams 24, Cardinals 17.
Okay, so you're saying okay. I'm a one up you on that one. I think this game might go into overtime, and let me tell you why. It's because here's the reason. Yes, I think this game might go into overtime. See, the Cardinals are really starting to play now. They are putting their foot down. They are really, really serious. Here's something. I'm gonna let you home in on something. If you've been watching some of Arizona's game, Marquise Brown. Yeah, I'd always harped on when he was in Baltimore. He would do this: catch the ball. If he see him, he'll fall to the ground, run out of bounds. He hasn't been doing that in Arizona lately.
Yeah.
If you notice these last couple of games, he's been taking contact. He's been running down. He been throwing some stiff arms. I said, oh, what a difference in the change with him. So they're fighting a little bit harder. I think the card's gonna take them to the limit tomorrow. I think it's gonna go into overtime. I give it 30-27, but I still give it to the Rams.
I
think that's gonna go into overtime.
Hey, and let's do this right now before we forget. Can we give a shout out to Joshua Dobbs, man? I mean, the guy can play. Seriously.
Oh yeah.
I mean, he's he's doing some stuff out there that honestly, like, you would love to see Zach Wilson do right now. You would love to see Daniel Jones do right now. Like, he is really, like,
absolutely.
He's playing some football, y'all. And it may not translate to wins, but if you're going to sit there and act like he ain't putting his best foot forward, you are not watching the same game that I am watching.
Right.
Shout out Josh Dobbs, man. He's killing it out there.
Yeah, he's killing it. He's killing it. All right. We getting to you know now. Eagles and the Jets. I already know where you're going, but that's your team, so I'm going to let you start it off.
Come on. Come on, man.
Come on. Come on. Y'all playing the J-E-T Jets.
Come on, man. Come on. Come on.
Come on. Y'all playing the J-E-T-S Jets.
It's going to... Oh, who am I telling? It's going to be a blowout. Okay, y'all, check this out. Okay?
It's going to be a blowout? Okay.
It's going to be a blowout. I can't even button myself up for this one. So here's what I will say. This is the caveat, right? I just saw something today. Sauce is not playing. Also, on our side, Jalen Carter and Darius Slay aren't playing. I think that is concerning. But I think just by our offense alone, by the fact that Sauce is not playing, this is guaranteed going to be 30 points. I can tell you that right now. Do I think that the Jets could put up a fight, though? Especially with Jalen Carter being out? I think if they let Breece Hall cook like he did last week, it may still be an L. But if I'm a Jets fan, I'll be extremely encouraged. So I'm going to say Philly gets it done. Let's do 35. Jets. Wow, that's so sad. Because Zach Wilson is really going to stop them from getting 20-plus points a game. That's really the sad part about it.
Oh my goodness.
Am I wrong? Like, he's the only thing that's holding them back from getting 20 plus points a game. I'm gonna have to go 35-13.
Okay.
I'm
not even too far off from that. I think y'all put up a 30 burger, if not a 40 burger.
Yeah.
If not a 40 burger. So, I mean, because when y'all get down there, y'all just rock and roll. It's just Jalen needs to get rid of that ball a little bit sooner. I don't know what he'd be looking at. He needs to get rid of that ball a lot sooner.
Because
he can't be taking them unnecessary shots.
Well, I will say that's what made it very encouraging about last week, because with them getting Goddard involved, all those unnecessary shots were because
went down
because he didn't have those quick throws. You get Dallas Goedert involved, those short plays, when you know Goddard's going to turn it into additional 5 yards off of the catch, that helps. That puts you in those third and twos, those fourth and one situations. I think they continue to do that, and the rest is all she wrote after that. I just think that we're just gonna do our thing, man. I think it helps us a lot that Sauce is out, because I think the loss of Sauce in comparison to us losing Slay and Carter for the game is so much different. Just so much different. Because that's one side of the field that you don't have to worry about.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I got a side note. Got a side note to the game. So
what's that?
Just see if Jake from State Farm is going to be in the press box. That The only thing. I mean, everybody know what I'm talking about. You know, anyone know what I'm talking about? I just want to see if Jake from State Farm is going to be in the press box. If anyone knows.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is.
He's going to be here. Side note. Anybody I've talked to about this, they know what I'm talking about. They know what I'm talking about.
35-13. Give me Philly.
So, all right, let's move on. Oh, my favorite team, Detroit. They're playing the Bucks. And nah, I'm going with Detroit. I'm going with Detroit right off the break. Don't get me wrong. Baker Mayfield has turned it around. You know what I'm saying? He's turned it around. He has. Yeah. I think he found a new home. He has new life. Yes. New offensive coordinator. Yes. They're playing to his strengths.
Come on.
They're playing to his strengths, and the man is definitely getting it done.
Yes. But
Detroit has something just extra added special. No matter what you have drawn up on paper, Detroit said, I got something better.
Yes.
I got something better. And the loss that they had, to Seattle, you can't really count that as a loss. They was on their heels.
And it was an overtime. Yeah.
So, I mean, I get that they lost, but Detroit has something special. I got Detroit winning that game, and I'm going to say, I'm going to give you one.
What's that?
35-32 Detroit.
Ooh!
It's going to be some points scored in that game.
Okay. All right. I'm going to throw a curveball at you. You ready?
Come on.
I have Detroit winning this game. But this game is also going to overtime, ladies and gentlemen. This game is so good. So good. I actually think this is an underrated game for the week, okay? I have Detroit edging this out 38-35. It goes down to a field goal, man. Okay. I really do. I just think that Tampa Bay coming off a bye, extra rest. Is it in Tampa Bay?
It's in Tampa Bay.
We might get the crowd involved depending on, you know, how the game is going. I still think Detroit pulls it out, but boy, oh boy. Yet again, if there was a game to where it would not shock me that Tampa Bay beats them. I'm sorry.
It's going to be a great game. It's going to come down to the wire.
It's going to be so fun. It's going to be so fun, man.
I got Detroit winning that game. Detroit's going to win that game.
Yeah, Detroit's pulling it out.
Oh, yeah. Detroit's going to win that game. But even, like I said, coming off the extra rest, it ain't going to be easy. I don't think it's going to be an easy win.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to go down to the wire, to the limit.
Whew.
Oh, are you ready for this one? I mean, we only got two more games left to talk about. Only two more. Giants and the Bills. No need to even talk about this one at all. I mean, isn't Daniel Jones not playing? Ain't he hurt? And Jones hurt? I'm just saying, isn't Daniel hurt? He's hurt, right? Feelings hurt. Body hurting. I mean, he was the only person on the team playing, right? Saquon is still not playing, right? And there's been trade rumors I've been hearing going around for Saquon. So, Bills with the shellacking. I mean, it's going to be a shellacking.
Next.
Yeah, it's going. And they're playing in Buffalo.
Next. Like, come on, man. Look, I'm going to just cut right to it. Buffalo dismantles the Giants, makes them rethink their entire organization decisions. Buffalo just destroys them 42-3.
I'm gonna say they probably gonna put a 50 burger up on them after you know that loss in London. You know, they ain't gonna put a 50 burger on. I think the Giants gonna score a point,
but I think they're gonna do it so fast. They're gonna have bench players out there. It's gonna be 42 by the third quarter.
Yes, like, the practice squad will be playing for Buffalo.
Exactly. Come on, man. They're going to put that on Sunday Night Football. They need to flex that game. Flex that game, please. They could have put any one of them other games on there. Flex that out.
They could have put the Bengals and Seahawks on Sunday Night Football. Man. That's going to be the game.
Man, next. Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Venus, you still here? You still in here, Venus? You still in here?
How can I forget?
That's what's next. That's what's next. That's what's next. The Cowboys and the Chargers. Your division, Rob, I'll let you lead it off.
Hey, look, y'all. I know I've been talking about a lot of games being pretty good. This is yet another one. And Monday night got themselves a good game. They got themselves a good game. Y'all, this ain't rocket science. This ain't hard. The Chargers, led by Kellen Moore, you know, the offensive coordinator that the Cowboys thought it was a good idea to get rid of and put the play calling in the hands of Mike McCarthy out of all people. Yeah, we see how that's working out for him. Okay? The Los Angeles Chargers, I'm still getting used to saying that these days, led by Kellen Moore and Justin Herbert, off a bye with rest. Austin Eckler is back. Okay. This game is going to be, I'm going to enjoy it.
You're going to enjoy it?
I'm going to enjoy it because the final score of this game is going to be the Chargers 35. Dallas 10. I don't know what it is.
You're not giving Dallas no credit, huh?
Dallas, hey, look. I don't know what it is about the number 10, but that seems to be their ceiling right now. They had 10 last week. They're going to get 10 this week. Look.
Wait. Did you see what JB said? With Dak with at least 3 picks.
Hey, you know what's crazy? It don't even have to go down to that. Let me break it down for y'all. Let me paint the picture, okay? Justin Herbert and that offense just lights up the entire defense by himself, without question, right? Then Dallas gets on the field. It's Dak Prescott. He's trying to answer the bell. He's trying to get some points on the board. And what happens? 3-and-out. And 3-and-out again. 3-and-out. Then there's an interception in there somewhere in between. Then it's 3-and-out. Then the defense gets a little lucky. Defense gets lucky now. They get a turnover. It's a pick or it's a fumble. I don't know. You know, the Chargers got a charger every once in a while. So the Chargers going to do their thing. It's a turnover. Dak offense get that ball in the end zone. They feeling all nice and good. They feel like they got a little bit of momentum. Even though the score looks like it's 21-7, it's all right. Next thing you know, 3-and-out again. 3-and-out again. 3-and-out again. We're like, what's going on in Dallas? What's happening? And we're just sitting there like, wow, I guess the Chargers defense, I think their defense is actually pretty good.
Wait, 28-17. I have to respond to you with this. Now I'm gonna talk in a Cowboys thing like that. Good DJ, luck. You just totally us. This is some, you know, it's a whole bunch of censors coming from any Cowboys fans that's hearing that right now, okay? And then they're gonna come in here and say, you better watch your mouth. I'm just saying. They ain't going to censor you something terrible, all right?
Hey, look. I said all that I needed to say in PG, baby. And if you can't match that, something's wrong with you. And that's why they still going to end up with 10 points. And that's okay. It's all right. Look. Here's what a head coach once said. They are who we thought they were. They are showing you who we thought they are. You're Dallas Cowboys. Come on, man. They're showing you who they are right now. When you go against a team that actually has a punch that can hit you back, bad things are going to happen. This ain't going to change. They're waiting. I promise you. They are waiting for a bottom five quarterback to show up in front of their face again just so they can be relevant. That's what they're waiting for. But anybody that's top five, top 10, please. No. Go light them up. Light them up.
Well, I'm probably going to eat crow on this one too. But I actually picked the Cowboys to win this game.
Really?
I actually picked the Cowboys to win this game. I said, okay, they done had their down game. So now it's time for them to have an up game. But again, it's all going to depend on Dak Prescott. If he throws the first pick, I'm going to throw everything down and say, he's going to lose the game. He's going to lose the game.
That's what you're waiting for?
Yeah. I'm telling you, he's going to somehow mess this game up. But I actually picked the Cowboys to win that game. And I actually picked them. I'm going to say this. 2017.
You must not want good football. You must not want good football, man. You got to be kidding me. Football, man. 2017?
Yes. I honestly think the Cowboys are going to pull this out somehow. But if Dak throws the first interception, I'm out. Game over. But, hey, that's something for me to debate about on Tuesday, right?
Right.
Crow get on my face. Because I'm telling you, if they lose that game, in my wrap-up, I'm going to trash them. Because I'm like, I'm picking y'all. And y'all not winning. But I said, okay. But when the 49ers came up, I said, you're not going to win that game. I knew that off the break. And I wasn't betting against the 49ers. And I had a whole bunch of Dallas fans when I went through Love Field. And they was, oh, we going to tear the 49ers the fur off of them. We hope we see you again. Well, here's my card. Here's my podcast. You can see me anytime. Here's my card.
Have you seen the Chargers offense?
Yeah.
Let me say this in a manner that everybody can understand. They are averaging 400 yards of offense. 400. You trying to tell me that's going to be contained? Please.
Again, if I got to eat crow for that, I'm going to eat crow for that. But we're going to see what's happening.
I'm preparing you right now. I'm preparing you now. I'm telling you. Look, I know everybody think I'm saying this because I'm an Eagles fan. No, this is strictly football. This is just me as a football purist. This is me going off of what I've seen and what I know you to be. And what I know Dallas to be is that, look, if your quarterback ain't good, If your quarterback ain't good, oh yeah. Oh, it's gonna be an onslaught. You would have thought it was Friday the 13th. No pun intended, of course. But when it comes to a good team, oh yeah. Oh, you mean when we have to meet expectations? Oh my God. I don't think they can do that.
We will see.
Austin Eckler being a touchdown magnet, he going to come back. He going to have two rushing touchdowns. Herbert's going to have two. The defense may mess around and have something silly happen, like a pick six or fumble recovery for a touchdown. Oh, yeah. Come on. Come on, man. And I would love to see that on Monday night because Lord knows we need some good Monday night games. Lord knows we need it.
What, good shellacking? That's going to be shellacking, hey, huh?
It's going to be a good shellacking. You want to know why? Because there's going to be points everywhere. There's going to be points everywhere. And you know what? It's going to be even more entertaining because it's Kellen Moore. It's Kellen Moore doing it to the Dallas Cowboys. It's going to be Kellen Moore doing it to them. And you know what they're going to be saying at the end of the game? You know what they're going to say? They're going to say, man, you know what? You should have kept Kellen Moore. Should have kicked Mike McCarthy to the curb, and we should have had him as our next head coach. But no. Oh, no. Oh, no. We needed to suck up to Jerry, so we had to keep Mike McCarthy. And now we got Kellen Moore doing us dirty and treating us like a bunch of dogs, just walking them down the park. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's going to be a conversation right now. I'm going to tell you right now. Be prepared, man. Be prepared. Listen,
if I got to come in here with my head down like this, about that game on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Like, y'all let me down again. Let me down again.
Look, they are an accident waiting to happen.
Oh, really? A train wreck, huh?
Oh, yeah. Just when you think that they're at the highest of highs and it can't get any better than this, that's when they let you down. They do it every time, man. They do it every time. They do it every year. Oh, that's my year.
I'm at the peak. I am here. I made it, baby.
Yeah. Interception. Don't show up. Fumble.
No.
Come on, man. This is what they do. You better recognize it's been the last 30 years. If you don't know it by now, I think you might need to just like stop watching football.
Watching football.
If you don't know it by now, man, this has been happening for the last 30 years. I don't know what to tell you. This has been happening before I always even thought of. Okay. That's how long it's like been. I said,
hey, listen. Hey, we gonna watch that game, and I'm just like, I'm telling you, if they let me down, I'm like, oh, here we go. Three and out. I'm gonna tell how many three and outs they have to. Three and out. Three and out.
It's coming.
Interception.
I'm telling you it's coming.
So it's a guy I follow on YouTube, and he's a big Cowboys fan. I'm trying to see if I can get him to come on the show one day. Trying to reach out to him. I'm trying to get him because, like I said, I love his vision. I do, but I think he's a little delusional when it comes to Cowboys a little bit.
That sounds like the most Cowboys thing I've ever heard you say. What a surprise.
Yeah, so I'm going to see if I can get the guy on the show and talk to him. Say, hey, man, hey, come on my show one day. You know, you Cowboys representative, come on in here.
Yeah.
Come on in here.
Yeah. It's okay if you don't want to show face. I understand.
But I'm going to send you his info. I'll see his info offline.
Okay. So, I get it, Cowboys fans. It's okay. I get it. As an Eagles fan, I get it. I really do. Actually, no, I don't. Because at least we won within 30 years. At least we've won a couple playoff games. Hey, look. Don't shoot the messenger. It's just facts here, okay? Look, we even did y'all
wait, I give you one better. Y'all have won more recent Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, you know what? I'm going to take it even further. We did them a solid because guess who represented the NFC East in the Super Bowl? Us! Not Dallas! Not Dallas! Not the proverbial offseason Super Bowl champions. Not them. We did. And we might mess around and do it again this year. So you can thank us in advance for, you know, getting to the Super Bowl through us. I'm going to put that out there.
Venus, you don't want to defend your team? I don't know if she's still in there. You don't want to defend your team, Venus?
The last 30 years of this foolery, y'all still want us up there and talk a good game. Please. Come on, man. Be real.
Oh my goodness. Oh boy. Tuesday gonna be fun. Tuesday gonna be fun. Matter of fact, watching all these games tomorrow is gonna be fun.
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
And like I said, we kicking it off in London also. Oh man, yeah. I can't wait. First thing in the morning. Let's get this over with. Let's get this win. Let's get back on top of the division. Let's handle business. Because Ravens, we that's what we're going to do. We're going to handle business from now on. But if all these rumors turn out to be true and we get Saquon in Baltimore, we're going to be a problem. We're going to be a problem.
I can't believe I can't believe Saquon's on the trading block, man. I swear. Mm.
Well, I heard he's. I heard they say he's being linked to Baltimore. So we'll see what happens.
That's the most New York Giants thing I've heard all year.
He's linked to us, so if he comes down there, it's going to be a problem.
Pay a long term deal to Daniel Jones, and we're going to trade Saquon Barkley
and trade best Saquon. Player on our
team. Okay. Yep.
So you know Saquon is going to circle on the calendar whenever they have to play the Giants.
Yep.
We'll circle it.
This better not happen, dog. That's the most Giants thing I've ever heard you say.
Listen. That's all the rumors right now. He's being linked to us. So we'll see what happens. Wow. Hey, listen. We need a true number one, so let's do it. Get it done. Give up a couple picks. We good.
Wow.
Because it's not like the Giants going anywhere this season anyway.
Yeah.
They're not. Not at all. That season over. Over. I mean, it was over when they played the Cowboys. When that first, it was over. I was like, that's shellacking in week one? Mm. Mm. That was just an automatic beatdown.
Do you remember when they treated the Cardinals game like they won the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
You came
kinda
back like, to beat the Cardinals. Bro.
Kind of like Washington did us in their preseason game. They treat this whole area was like they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly. It was like the best gift God could ever give them. A win against the Arizona Cardinals. Wow. Okay. Okay, y'all. Hey, like, listen. Let's do better than this.
Hey, they got to do better. All of them got to do better. Let me wind this one down. Thank y'all for all coming in. Thank you for your comments. You know, we can be here. We here every Tuesday. So I just threw something special in here today. Why not? Hey, it was raining. Why not? We bored.
Right. Nothing right, to
do.
Right.
Let's jump on in and talk trash. So I know we got these college games going on. So I'm going to go catch a couple more college games and see what's going to happen because, hey, Colorado's not looking too good there, huh? How you going to blow a lead like that? But we'll talk about that later. Hey, any Denver fans in here? Matter of fact, any Colorado fans in here? Anybody from Colorado in here listening? How about that? I want to know how y'all feeling right now.
Come on, Nuggets. Come on, Nuggets.
Oh, yeah. That's about the best thing going on up there?
Yep. Because ain't nothing else good in there.
Ain't nothing else going on in Colorado.
Come on, Nuggets.
And any Colorado, anybody from the state, anyone from the state that might want to come in here and just refute that statement because you can't. Thank y'all for tuning in. We appreciate y'all coming in. And again, you will see us on Tuesday. To everybody's team that is playing tomorrow, good luck to them. Steelers, I know y'all on a bye. So, you know, oh, hey, that's a good comment. Some weed. That's what's good up there right now. Yeah, that's what's good up Colorado right now. Maybe that's why everybody's not playing good.
It's legal.
So we will see y'all on Tuesday. Again, good luck to everyone's team that's going to play tomorrow. And, hey, let's just get ready for some good football. We will see y'all all later.